You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's talk about the king for just a moment, shall we? Good to be the king.
Hello!
It's good to be the king.
It's a story last week we were talking during the trending report. There's some new book coming out about King Charles. But it was when he was prince that this book was talking about all the stuff that he made people do for him. And one of which was a nanny that had to sew up his teddy bear because he was sleeping with it so much. he would actually be tucked into bed every night by one of his keepers. And they would tuck him in with a teddy bear. And we're like, holy cow. He was like in his 40s or something like that when this book was, you know, talking about this. So you got a 40-year-old dude going to bed with a teddy bear.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I bet he's not alone. I know he's not alone. What are you getting tucked in with, Dom?
Bottle of Jack. It's a stuffed bottle of Jack.
I don't. I mean, that's going to be the gist of this. I mean, are you still sleeping with a stuffed animal, or do you have stuffed animals on your bed and you're a grown adult? So we're going to definitely want your calls and comments, texts, 303-691-1649. But I don't have them in the bedroom, but I have them, believe it or not. I've got a couple stuffed animals still. I have them kind of in the basement displayed, one of which that everybody I think should know is the iconic Pound Puppy. I still have my Pound Puppy from when I was growing up, and it is sitting right there in the basement. So, you know, I can't make too much fun of the king. I'm not snuggling in with it every night, but I still have it. I'm not going to get rid of it. Knick Knack had a stuffed lion on the bed for the longest time. It was one that I gave her when we were dating. I don't remember the symbolism or anything behind it, but yeah, she had it on the bed for forever. It was a ratty looking thing by the time that thing, I don't even know where it's at now, but yeah, for a long time till we had kids and she took it off the bed.
The only one I have in the house anywhere is in a storage bin somewhere in the basement, and it's not from my childhood. It's an old, and I won't explain. The people who know what this is will know what it is. The people who don't, you don't need to know. It's a stuffed Kim chicken, and it's in a storage bin somewhere in the basement, the old venerable Kim chicken. Got that. I know my son, for a while when he was a baby, had the stuffed elephant that when you wound it up, it played You Are My Sunshine. Not singing, just musical, just like a piano thing. And after a while, I mean, talk about driving you crazy. It's like, oh, I don't want to hear You Are My Sunshine ever again. But as an adult, not for me, but here come the texts already.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Chrissy, I'm 27 years old. I still sleep with my first teddy bear from when I was an infant because it's a security thing. Yeah.
Is it?
Well, for a lot of people,
I guess it would be.
Some, you know, traumatic things that have happened and they hold on to their stuffed
animals.
Makes
you feel good. You rub it on your face a little bit and you drift off to slumberland.
Yeah, it's like Linus and his security blanket, only this is a security little stuffed animal.
There you go. We had a topic on the show a couple years ago about a woman that was writing in when she had her bed covered in like stuffed animals and she couldn't keep a boyfriend because all the boyfriends thought that, you know, I can't be in the bedroom with all these things staring back at me. And like every night you got to remove like 10 stuffed animals from the bed. And
right. And I guess you would find out that if you just take a hand and just sneak them off onto the floor.
But in the heat of the moment, do you want to do that or does that kind of kill the mood?
And we've also heard from somebody who said she broke up with the guy because when he would put the stuffed animals back on the bed, he didn't put them in their proper position.
Right. There was proper placements.
Yeah. Like this one has to go on the left. This one goes in the center.
It's crazy.
This one must face this direction. This one must. Yeah.
Here's Jenna. She says, I'm one of those people. My bed is covered in Disney characters. Have about 15 to 20 stuffed Disney figures. Oh, she's one of those. How old are you, Jenna? Right back. How old are you?
Yeah, we got to know. Denise says, I was gifted a Squishmallow.
Squishmallow. Yeah, Squishmallow. Oh, yeah.
It's the softest stuffed animal pillow. My husband kept stealing it, so I bought him his own. We are both in our mid 30s.
Another one from Michelle. I have a giant squishmallow on my bed. It's a giant avocado because my boyfriend knows I love avocados. It's pretty rad. You'll have a hard time beating that one today. My daughter has a few of those. You need to Google. There are these giant, plush, incredibly soft. Like they come in all. You can get one like it's an avocado or a stack of pancakes.
Oh, yeah.
Or like a dragon, a dogs and cats. They come in all different characters, and they are crazy soft.
The original Squish since 2007. So yeah, they've been around.
They're pretty cool.
15 years,
but they're for children.
But are they? People won't grow up anymore.
Michelle has got a giant avocado on her bed.
I'm looking at the whole page.
There's a whole
of
line
all
of them.
Them
yeah.
Now. Yeah.
Mm. They come in all different sizes.
Before we go to break, one quick call. You want to do that? And
please.
Then we'll go to break and then we'll take more. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. That's how you find your boys. Johanna, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Super duper.
Tell us about your stuffed animal.
I have a few. I don't sleep with them because my boyfriend sleeps at my house. But when he's not there, I do sleep with him.
How old are you?
50.
50 with stuffed animals. All right, what do you have?
Well, so for starters, I have a teddy bear that my daughter built me, or that made for me, a Build-A-Bear. And when you push its paw, it says in her voice, "I love you, Mommy."
Yeah. Till the batteries are down, it's all, "I love you, Mommy." We'll keep pushing that button. It's going to get creepy fast.
Okay.
What else you have?
Elephants. I love elephants. So he's for my birthday. He adopted an African elephant, the wildlife organization.
Okay.
You can do that?
Him an element. Yes.
It's probably like the whole naming a star kind of thing. You don't bring it home.
Like, yeah, yeah, we got your name on an elephant. You bet. That's $2,000.
You give them your money.
Our elephant is so thankful.
Johanna, thank you for
that call.
All right, so we're off and running with someone who's got multiples, including the Build-A-Bear and stuff.
And elephants.
Elephants.
She's 50.
Am I a bad person because I stopped seeing a guy when I found out he slept with a stuffed animal? He was 31. She goes, "I felt bad, but not really."
Nah, that's fine. That's fine. Move on. We're on your side. Yeah.
Let's see. Joey's got a Ren and Stimpy plus a Chucky doll. Okay.
All right. Was it Mandy, I believe, that wrote in? She says, "I'm a neighbor, labor and delivery nurse, and we see a surprising amount of expectant mothers that come into the hospital with their childhood blankets or stuffed animals. And they still sleep with them. Always curious to see if they'll share that with the new baby." So it's just a comfort thing, I guess. That's, you know, a fairly traumatic situation on your body, and you probably want some comfort. And
that is pretty interesting. So they're already passing along their own childhood stuffed animal and security blanket.
And they just pack that up and bring it to the hospital when they're going into delivery. All right, that's kind of cool. KJ wrote in. She says, "I don't know, KJ. I want a giant dog stuffed dog." That person wrote at Lakeside years ago. It's about 6 foot tall. I sleep with it every night. I even tuck it in. Boys, you tell me, creepy or cute?
Now that's the question, isn't it?
I think
that's
it's
the question
cute.
With all these, even with like Evil Heather's thing. Is it cute that a man sleeps with a stuffed animal? Or is it creepy? You can't answer, and I'll tell you why.
This one's kind of creepy.
Because we always talk about how people are different on this show. It's not just the things that they do, but people are different in how they look at those from outside. Like, you know, we've talked before on the show about people in the dating world. They're like, "This person does such and such. Is that a cute thing?" Half the people will say it's cute. Half will say it's creepy. The same applies with a stuffed animal. If you see a 35, 45-year-old person sleeping with a stuffed animal, you're going to get half the people who say, "Oh,
more so,
so sweet."
Creepy.
And the other half is going to say, "It's creepy."
You walk into KJ's room, and it's a 6-foot-tall dog tucked into the bed. I can imagine the sheets like going up to this dog's neck, the little paws like flapped over, you know, on top of the sheets. It's slightly creepy to see that. And you know KJ is talking to that thing while they're tucking it in.
And I'm sure I upset the listener. It was Johanna when she was talking about the Build-A-Bear, and you press its paw and her daughter's voice comes out of it. And I just I couldn't help it. I just blurted out, oh, my God, that's kind of creepy. Talking dolls or bears or stuff like that kind of freak me out a little bit.
Because a lot of times they'll even go off in the middle of the night. So you're laying there and it's like, yeah,
and it's like those people who get those dolls that are supposed to look just like their child, you know, so it's the twin or what, my twin or something like that.
Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, again, I'm going to upset creepy. Some listeners. That's the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Those dolls will blink at you.
Yeah. You know, and they dress them exactly like their children. And I'm like,
they walk around your house when you're not home.